Hey, it's your girl Cheryl back with the Old School News Crew, and the heat is coming to us. It's like 90 degrees on the East Coast here in Baltimore, and went from like 68, just jumped up to 90 all of a sudden. So we're getting used to that, but that hasn't stopped all the news of the day being controversial and being something we want to talk about. So the Old School News Crew is with me one more time. We have Mike Easterling.
Hello.
Hey, Mike Easterling. Oh, there you are. All right. We got Sheila Gaskins.
Hey, I'm sitting here butterball naked in my bonnet.
Yeah, I was wondering why we could only see from the neck up.
Yep. And that's how it is.
And we've got Winston Thomas.
All right. I'm acting like I got some sense today.
Okay. Oh, that'll be
really
good. Okay.
Let's press that.
Well, then let's roll. Okay. Well, speaking of men with sense, let's talk about your boy. Former President Trump is back out on the trail. And I can't say the campaign trail because he's not running yet, but he's back doing his rallies and he's talking up. He's taking over the presidency in August, I hear.
It's gonna be reinstated.
Yeah, it's gonna be reinstated. So he's telling all his followers he's gonna be reinstated. Okay. So what's up with your boy?
Yeah, unless they're gonna do another insurrection. Apparently, another president used to say that all the time too of the past. But you know, hey, I wouldn't put nothing past Trump.
Who else? Because I don't understand that no other president has ever done that. That everybody else usually just fades off and goes off into their own thing. After their president.
There was another president that did that, but it was technically something that he did to get back in.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a legitimate thing. But
of him questioning the vote or something like that. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Trump is just using his imagination.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, it's got to give people hope in order to get those donations. You know, as people still give him a lot of donations for everything from his campaign to his legal defense. So that's all this is. He's got to keep those people excited.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. He has no chance. He's not even healthy enough. If you look closely, his health is starting to slip. And we got like 3 years to go, 2 years before we even get into a serious campaign. But as long as he shows his face, those sycophants will open up their pocketbooks and write him checks. And I ain't mad at him if he got suckers bleeding.
No, I am mad at him. Two things. One is, for a man who was always talking about how rich he is and he was going to pay for his own campaign or whatever, why he's always asking for money? And two, why people are always giving him money? You know, it's clear, you know, he has made it clear he's wealthy. So, you know, why would you even if he's asking, why would you give him money if you know that he already has money? That's one thing. But the other thing is, for him to keep talking about being reinstated, and Sheila, like you said, pretty much encouraging another insurrection, the only way he could be reinstated, well, first of all, he can't be reinstated, but the only way to even try to do that is through a violent act, because Biden is not coming out of there, okay? It's not like Biden is gonna, I heard, what's that, lawyer Sidney? I think it was her.
Yes.
She said that Biden would be asked to leave. Like, he's just going to walk out of the White House and say, Trump is president again, so I'm walking out. So that's not going to happen, you know? So you would have to physically take Joe Biden out of there, which means some kind of way you're encouraging another violent act. So I don't understand why somebody can't stop him from talking.
He's a former president of the United States. He has a platform that's been allotted to other past presidents. So you can't just take, I guess, so far you can't take that away from, even though you've taken away. No, he's taken himself off of his behavior. Facebook and is it Twitter? Two platforms. So he can say what he wants to America. But I think I sense that the, in parts of it, it's starting to fizzle. People are going to him and telling him, you know, stop this. You know, and they say he can't. It's almost like he's got a mental, like he's mentally deranged in some place.
But that's the point, though. I mean, because let's say he actually was mentally deranged. I mean, it became evident, not in a partisan way, but he actually is determined to be deranged. would the media keep on, you know, following everything he said? No, I think they would stop covering every time he says something, which need to do now.
Oh no.
You know, even if he was actually deranged, let's say he actually was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, they would not put him on.
Oh, sure. Great ratings.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes.
I don't believe
these people are going to trot him out there. All right. And the network news directors around the nation and world know that he's good for extra free rating points. They can bring his demented butt right on out there, because I will be tuning in to see what he's going to say. Is it moral? We'll be talking about a guy who has no morals anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, because at that point, it'd be clear that he can't make rational decisions for himself. And even if his family came out and said, yeah, dad has been diagnosed with dementia, and, you know, we're trying to keep him in. But every time he grabs a mic and says something, the media would cover it. I don't think that would happen.
But it's news.
No, it wouldn't be news. He's a man suffering from a disease, if that's the case.
But then his handlers and his people need to control his appearances.
Well, I would hope that that's what happened. I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting to. I would hope that would happen. But in the meantime, I would hope the media.
You know, if it doesn't, it's fair game. He's a public official. He's a former president of the United States. And if he wants a bully pulpit to go out there and say the sky is red, he can have it. And people have a right to cover it and see it. To cover it, and other people have a right to see their former president being allowed to go out and do it. Is it sad? Yeah, but we way past sad in this country anyway. So what else is new? You're right, Cheryl, it's kind of jacked up, but it's news. That's news.
So you don't think the left media would do that on their own? Just stop? I mean, because there are some shows, like I think Rachel Maddow says that she won't air Trump talking anymore. You know, she might report what he says, but she won't broadcast video of him talking.
Well, that I agree. I think that, not to hog the whole thing from other people, but certainly Fox is going to take what he says.
Oh yeah,
and make it something positive. You know, if he says the sky is green, their story will be president now on pace to change the color of the sky. That's how they'll frame that. Other people say president's out of his mind. But people want to see. It's like a car wreck, you know, you just can't look away.
Yeah, it is theatrical and something to watch.
Yes.
We're coming out of pandemic. So, you know, hey, let's watch the president.
What's the next new thing, right? The demented president.
Gesture.
Well, even the former, at least I wish they would at least make it consistent and call him the former president, because he won't do it. He still refers to himself as the president of the United States. And generally, once somebody else is in office, the previous person is referred to as a former president. So even if the media just did that, I think that would be helpful. But
CNN,
you know,
does some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, we'll wait and see what Trump does if he comes back in August or not. But in the meantime, you know, I'm watching the Democrats try to struggle their way through. You know, they insist on trying to be bipartisan, and they insist on, you know, reaching out and trying to get you know, the Republicans to buy in, and the Republicans are very consistent about not doing that, no matter what it is, whether it's his infrastructure or whatever it is. And regardless of the fact that the general public is very approving of everything that Joe Biden is doing right now. But we can't even get, the Democrats to me just can't get it together. And I give the Republicans this, the Republicans stay on point. They have their talking points and they all stick together no matter what. You know, they don't even like Trump, but they will stick with him to the point of pushing out Liz Cheney, but they all are on even Mitt Romney, who you know doesn't really, you know, feel this, but he's staying on point with them. The Democrats won't do that. They've got people like Joe Manchin out there who you don't know what he's going to do at any given time. He's supposed to be a Democrat, but he's voting with the Republicans, and it's messing up the slim majority that the Democrats do have.
Well, I've just read about him, and he appears to be, I mean, he's from West Virginia, so for me, that means something.
Wisconsin. Thank you.
What you trying to say, Sheila? What does that mean? I'm just saying
he's probably already racist.
Oh, okay.
That's like a, I don't want to say an inbreed, but that whole West Virginia thing is already says in itself. And I think he just...
We apologize for Sheila calling all West Virginians inbred, but go ahead.
No. And I think he is just Democrat because I think he just found the party that will, just like Trump did the Republican. I think because listening to him, and I just read his thing, he's talking about how all of that is going to break up the party and democracy and stuff like that. He ain't even thinking about people voting the way that they should be voting. He's talking about breaking up the union. So, you know, I just think this man is just a Republican, just with a Democratic label on him.
Yeah, Winston, you said something like that in the past as well.
Yeah, I think he's a plant. I think he,
yep.
Yeah, he was put there. He ran specifically to hurt their vote. And they're going to have to recognize that and deal with him.
But he's been around a while. I mean, he's not new. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is his last term, I think. But I mean, he's been in office at least 12 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and we haven't heard anything from him until now.
Wait, I'm sorry, Sheila and Mike.
I haven't heard anything from him until now. You know, he's been a quiet person as far as I know. And I like Mike said, he's a plant. You know, just because you put on the armor of Democrat don't mean your mindset is Democrat. I just think he lucked up and got in.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Mike? Mike.
No, I was just going to say I never heard of him at all until now, so nothing significant to have this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what the Democrats can do because they have a short window of time, actually, until the next elections come up, and whatever they want, I mean, it might be that Democrats hold their lead and increase their lead, who knows, but they're saying traditionally that doesn't happen. So if this could all...
They're talking strongly about getting Al Franken to come back.
Oh, okay, that would be great, you know, because he was very popular, and I think if he, you know, could win that seat back, you know, that would be... But, you know, Manchin is just, it seems to me, like I said, they have a short period of time. And if they want to move Biden's, and I would sort of think that that needs to be a party, that you got to get the party to agree on that, that whoever they run for president, everybody's got to be on board with the president's agenda.
Yeah, the Democrats should do him the same way the Republicans did Liz Cheney. Just, you know, push him out.
Yeah, well, they can't really push him out because he's elected, but...
I was talking about a window, but okay.
I was slow. I was slow on that.
So was I at first. But you said you're a good guy tonight. So I don't know, but I think they need to come up with a plan because, you know, if things turn back in this next election, I mean, that, you know... Now they have the opportunity, and it seems to me just for that alone, Manchin could say, you know, just take one for the team. You know, you might not totally agree, but everybody else does, and everybody feels like this will move it. So let me, even though I don't agree, I'm gonna go ahead with y'all just so we can get it done. You know, that doesn't seem to be a part of the thinking at all.
All right, let's get to these bonnets.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Hey,
that was gonna be the closer.
Oh, okay.
What was that? The bonnets. but we could talk about that. I got another closer. We could talk about the bonnets.
Vincent said, all right, let's get to these bonnets.
So that's the question. Are the bonnets are the bonnets bothering you, Winston, at all? And this is the issue of apparently young Black women are appearing in public quite often with their hair and wrapped up in hair bonnets and scarves and pajamas.
No,
slippers.
Like I said to you, I think we were discussing this earlier. I said there's two trains of thoughts. No, that's not my style. That's not the way I was raised. At the same time, there's another voice in me that says a strong individual does what the hell they want and forget what everybody else thinks about it. So they're clothed, they're not naked, which is a plus. Again, yeah, it's tacky. I think it's tacky, you know, but that's my standard. So if they're comfortable, they're not bothering anybody, they're not breaking any laws. Yeah, live and let live.
Whoa! Y'all see that? Winston pro bono! Awesome! That's amazing.
I didn't hear him say he was pro bono.
This is a meter.
You did what people accused the media of doing. The man never said he was pro bono.
What's your take?
He said he was pro people doing what they want to do.
And that's pro bono.
He never said that. He said Freddie thought bonnets were tacky.
This is the way the media spins.
We get to be like they are. He never said he's for bonnets. Never.
Okay, since you're his henchman, he can't talk for himself. What do you think?
I think we as a people should always try to put our best foot forward whenever we do anything, because we always open to hypercriticism. But the other side of my mind says, who decides what best foot forward is? Once we get past nudity, being totally exposed, etc. So if somebody thinks that's putting their best foot forward, they think they're making the statement that they want to make, it's not for me. You probably couldn't come all up in my house like looking like that. But they're probably going to somebody else's house when they open the door. Somebody with a bonnet on is going to answer the door, say, girl, you looking good. Thank you. Hey, you like my new pajamas? Yeah, they go with my slippers. So it depends on what circle you run in to where putting your best foot forward. Is this someone up in my spot out here in Mace Fire? No, thank you.
I have to see
a picture. You got a picture of that thing.
So the whole thing that a lot of people are, what do you call it, clapping back about is the fact that Monique said it, and she has an open relationship. She does what she wants. And for her to talk about this population of women apparently with love, I don't think it's fair. I know she doesn't have a daughter in her life. My daughters that are in their 20s, they wear midriffs all year round. They have their tummy shown when it's cold outside. So they don't have a lot of the barriers and things that my generation had growing up, where we had to wear stockings. I hate stockings. I hate them. And my mom was like, you got to put stockings on. I hate stockings. I do not wear stockings. And so that's a generational
thing. Do you like stockings, Sheila?
Heck no. I hate stockings. And my mother would say I was not an appropriate woman if I didn't have stockings on, especially at church. So that was a time period where that was, and that's Monique's age. She's my peer. So all I'm saying is that, you know, like y'all said, it ain't hurting nobody. And if you're on a plane, you sleeping the whole time anyway. So unless you know, if you want to talk about something, tell me how to get a loan or how to build my house up. So I don't understand how you can benefit from telling me what I should wear or should not wear. And the last thing I'll say is Bill Cosby talked like that too, when he told the brothers to put their pants up. So that whole bougie mindset, that ain't,
I was with you until right then. See, I don't think it's a bougie mindset.
Bougie!
Let me say this. Because I don't think it's an issue of doing what you want. You can say that. And of course, everybody, this is supposed to be America. You're supposed to be able to do whatever you want. And, you know, and I'm over for that. If you want to do what you want, if you want to walk around naked, you can do that. If you a guy and you want to walk around with your pants underneath your butt, you can do that. You know, you can, what you can do and what you do are two different things. And I think that the idea is, I think Dr. Phil says this, do you want to get something done or do you want to be right? So we can be right and say we can do what we want to do. But if you want to get something done, if you want to get a job, if you want somebody to treat you with respect, if you want to come in Mike's house, if you want to do a variety of things, then you do what you got to do. I don't know why we think, we say that America is a place where you could do whatever you want, but we all know that that's not the case. So yeah, your daughters might walk around with their stomachs out, and the guys might walk around with their pants hanging down, but they might catch a cold in the wintertime, or he might fall down running for the bus. So I'm not being a proper adult guider if I let you do that and I don't say something. Now you can do what you want, but I'm telling you, if you got your pants hanging down that low and you're running for the bus, you might just fall down, okay? So you might hurt yourself. You know, you might get hit by a car, but you can do it if you want to. And I'd be remiss as your mother to not say, boy, pull your pants up, okay? But you grow. Yeah. You can do what you want. So
that's if you are my mother. But if you are not my mother, then, you know, keep your comments to yourself. This is
this is America. You should be able to say what you want to say. So she can say what she wants.
This is identity politics. This is about young people saying, look, they had to dress a certain way so that they can get a job. We realized that didn't work. We had to get our hair cut.
No, it worked enough way. That they that are living work. To this day. Like I said, you got a job because you was wearing stockings and you were able to raise
I did not wear kids. Stockings. I will not wear stockings.
Not now. Not now. But even you followed then, those rules then. Back then because that's what was required. And that's what got your daughters to the place of where they are now.
In the 60s, they didn't think long hair they thought the long hair equal a certain personality. And they were like, you know, you need to get your hair cut. You need to get your hair cut. And that was them projecting their values on somebody else. All I'm saying is if people want to wear comfortable clothing on a plane or a train, that ain't no problem. We do that in college all the time.
Hey, see, that's not it. Hold it right there. That's
shame
not
us
it.
To body shame us. That is not cute.
But see, that's not accurate.
Only doing it because of white people's opinion of it.
Mm-mm, that's not accurate. It's not that's that I don't I'm want saying. You. No, it's not that I don't want you to be comfortable. The difference is if you want to roll out of bed and not wash your face and come out in your pajamas.
You don't know if I didn't take a shower at night.
Wait 1 second.
You don't know if I didn't take a shower at night.
No, but what that's I'm saying, if you still got on your pajamas and your slippers and your head bonnet, the chances are you didn't take a shower, okay?
No, I could bathe at night and put that on. People act like I can't bathe. And because of the pandemic, people was bathing every other day anyway.
So you bathe at night and then you go to sleep. And get all the sleep stuff on you. And then
you wake up, you brush your teeth, put your pajamas on and your bonnet and you go catch a plane.
Let me finish my point. The point is, you can do that. But the way I'm seeing you when you present that way is you rolled up out of bed, okay? And decided to come out in public amongst all the other people. And that's how much you think of me as another individual in this world. That's how you're going to come out. You don't even think
all
about
I'm saying is,
wait, let me finish my point. Let me just finish my point. I got you already. Okay. So if that's what you want to do, okay. But at that same time, understand the repercussions of that. And because you can't, because other people are going to do what they want to do. And if they want to look at you and judge you, that's what they're going to do. So, you know, so I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying acknowledge that whatever choice you make in this world, whether it's wearing bedroom slippers and tying a blanket around you in the airport, you know, and in the supermarket, you know, you gonna come out in the supermarket like that, okay, you know, but
where there is judgment, there is no love. And Black women.
I ain't trying to love you. I'm trying to respect you as an individual. Black women
got laws that say that they can't wear their head natural because that is not professional. How come we got all these barriers and restrictions on our body? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't disagree with you on that. I mean, I think, but I don't think that's what this is. This is not the same thing.
Bonnet is the same thing.
Winston, you brought up this bonnet thing. You better open your mouth.
Somebody else's projection on us.
Okay, all I want to say is this, Sheila. You can talk about stockings all you want. I've never found anything that got my waves perfect than a pair of my sister's stockings that I said had a run in them.
Well, that's what you see. I talked about waves. I've talked about stocking.
Way back. Stocking.
Heck yes.
So we just want to be a people walking around with wave caps and bonnets and in the middle of the street, in the middle of the day, going to church like that and work, going to our jobs like that, because that's just how we feel about it.
All
and
right. Again, hey, sure.
Reserve your right to do it. I reserve your right to do it. But if you think.
But there's some shame. There's some shame when you see that. When you
shame.
See other.
It's not
when
shame.
You see other
it's
people response. Look like that, it's you response. Feel shame. Hey, that is
response. It's not shame.
That is shame. That is shame. That's a cycle
there.
Of shame and anti-blackness. That's what that.
No, I don't think so.
Same thing when you see.
I would say the same thing.
It's the same thing when you see a black person who on the news talking a certain way.
I would say the same thing about a white person.
That's the same thing.
Let me get in there. Let me get in.
White people ain't gonna put no bonnets on.
Let me get in.
They might not shout. They might not shout. But they ain't gonna put no bonnet on.
Take this out. Take this out. Back in the 80s, I was, always doing something sales related, whatever. It was hard. I don't know if you remember this shirt. It was hard to catch me not in a dress shirt and tie. For those very reasons, my rationale at the time was if I were to meet someone in public, I wanted to put my best foot forward. I wanted to be professional, being seen as a professional. I had an older brother pull me up one day. He said, listen, son, I appreciate what you're doing, but I want you to know something. It doesn't matter what you have on. In this world, you'll always be seen as a nigga.
Yep.
And it made me think.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying I don't put suits on anymore for that reason, but what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, this world is going to see you the way they want to see you, no matter what your appearance is.
Don't make a difference.
And see, I don't believe that it doesn't make a difference, because there's just been times when I've been on a plane and walked on and saw somebody that I sort of knew professionally, Winston, you're mute. And I was glad that I didn't have on a bonnet and some bedroom slippers at the time. Because you never know who you meet, who you run into. That's how I was brought up. It's not dressed
like right.
Wait.
That's you. That's
it wasn't
you.
Dressed
that's
like right. this because this is how white people dress. And it wasn't dressed like this. Don't dress like this because you're always going to be seen as black. It's present yourself in a way that you can be proud of, because you never know what situation. And in fact, your mother used to tell you to make sure you had on clean underwear in case you got hit by a car, so that when they took you in the ambulance to the hospital, you would have on clean underwear. Now you can wear your dirty underwear so that the people in the ambulance don't think bad of you, but your parents wanted you to present well. Okay. So I mean, again, you could do what you want to do. I'm not arguing with that, but the fact is, and you can say it shouldn't be, and maybe it shouldn't, but the fact is people are going to respond, not always judge, but they're going to respond to you in a certain way. And I know if a brother walks up to me and his pants are below his butt, I'm going to respond in a certain way. I'm not judging that he's good or bad or gay or anything else, okay? But I'm going to respond a certain way. And it probably won't be positive, okay? But he has the right to do that.
You know what's funny? I have discovered as time goes on, yeah, there's all degrees of judgment or response. But here's, and I think Mike will agree with this 100%. In the final analysis, what you really get judged and accepted based on are the words that come out of your mouth. If you have a command of the English language and you know how to use words properly, people get past your appearance. I've seen it happen real quick. And, those women in the bonnets, they're not going to get an opportunity for that. But Cheryl, I suggest to you, there's a woman somewhere in this world in a bonnet who could turn around and say some things to you that have you pulling out a pad and writing some notes.
And I don't doubt that. But the point is what you just said. A lot of times they won't get that opportunity because of, and you have to have some filter in your life. You just can't, everybody's everybody. It's, they're not. Okay. And you're making your decisions on who to deal with, whether it's who you buy something from, who you sit next to, who you're talking to, whatever it is, you're responding based on what's coming at you. And all I'm saying is, particularly the young Black girls, again, you can do what you want, but if you want to hedge your bets and hope for the best, give yourself the advantage. Don't put yourself at a disadvantage. Don't purposely put yourself at a disadvantage.
Who is to say what advantage and disadvantage is?
I mean, literally an advantage. You might actually run into somebody who can hire you, or somebody who can give you a great opportunity, or your first love, or it could be anything, but give yourself the opportunity to get that. Don't cancel it right off the bat because you just want to wear some bedroom slippers and put a button. Come on now.
Man, if I'm traveling on a plane and I'm going to sleep anyway, I will wear what I want to wear, and I will be as comfortable as I want to be.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I bought the plane ticket. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to be some those symbols with the line through it for Black women saying that you can't get on this plane. So that's what was probably happening.
Oh, this is
other barriers.
This is an argument within the Black community or a discussion. I don't even hear the airlines or white folks even discussing this issue. This is something amongst-
They don't have community. To because we have taken it on ourselves. And racism happens without white people. You don't need white people for racism.
Well, that like I said, I don't consider this racism. I'm not saying you can't what you can't do. Go ahead, Mike. I think you wanted to say something.
No, I was just saying you can't come sit beside me in your nightgown on a plane. You ain't got nothing. I'm like, what you got that nightgown on? And you go, like, I don't get ready to go to sleep. I ain't got nothing on under here. I sleep with just in the nude and nightgown. No, I'll be like, flight attendant. No, I don't want to be next to this person. So just because you bought a ticket, it's the old can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Okay, they're the floor. We have floors. We have ceilings. There's a floor in good taste that I think cuts across ethnic, racial, economic, blah, blah, blah line. Okay. And I think we have to, we not Black, not white, anybody. I don't want to see no white children on the flip flops that are bonded on. That's no.
Yeah, but it would be accepted.
I think there's a floor to understand.
Yes, it would. I don't know who y'all think y'all fooling. And you also need to think about your age.
Go ahead and get on a plane.
I think the point Monique was trying to make was because she is the age that she is, and because she's referred to as auntie a lot of times, and I think, and having worked with young people for the first time for the last couple of years, one thing I noticed is that there are a lot of young people who don't have guidance, you know? We were lucky enough that everybody in here was raised by at least one parent, okay? And one parent that led them through their educational journey and got them to college or a job or something and explained the facts of life and did all those things. There are a whole lot of young people who don't have that. And this idea that we can do what we want to do all the time, no. You can go out of here and try that because you're an American and that's what they say, but as a parent or somebody who's trying to lead young people to success, and success being staying alive, hopefully earning a decent living, being happy, you know, those kind of things. If you want to guide them, yeah, you can let them do whatever they want. But the idea is you try to guide them in some ways that are going to benefit them so that they don't have to go through some of the negative things. And again, I don't see that as a racial issue. This is an issue about just presentation.
It's anti-Blackness.
It's not.
It is.
It's not anti. How do you? I don't know how you get that.
Hey,
I mean, I'm talking about pajamas. This started in the Black community.
I'm saying what I want to say, and I'm thinking what I want to think, and this is what I believe. I am.
Okay, and I'm trying to understand. That's why I asked the question.
I am against this whole policing of Black women's bodies and hair. And this is a form of that. Just because it's Monique don't mean that is not happening.
And see, I guess I don't see it that way. And again, as a Black woman with no hair who decided to cut all her hair off, I'm not, you know, I'm one who understands the policing of Black, you know, of Black women and their bodies and all of that. However, this to me is not about
you know why this is about it. It's just like if I name my child Boquisha and Monique said, oh, you know what, y'all? Don't go around naming your child Boquisha because they ain't going to be able to get a job. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, y'all. Well, it's the same thing. It is.
Well, and again, you can name your child Boquisha if you want to.
But what?
But the fact is, they're not going to get a job. They might. They might. But why put yourself at that disadvantage?
The chance that they might not. I mean, that's like saying tell somebody don't go into a job interview with your fly down. Okay, I go into a job interview and you go like, Mike, fly's open. Don't I wear my fly the way I wear my pants, my
fly.
Let me finish. Now I'm trying to finish. Now I'm trying to finish. Okay.
As a parent,
I wear my pants the way I want to wear my pants. I like to wear my fly down. They don't like it, they can keep that in my job.
That's like the whole, you can't give job, you can't walk like a fly open, bro.
You have to somebody
that's what this is, but
there's a certain thing that had nothing to do with race. You can't walk your fly open.
Sheila, your point would be I would accept your point if you were talking about Black women's hair and an effort to keep Black women from wearing their hair natural or something like that, because that's specific to Black women. Only Black women's natural hair is under that kind of scrutiny, whether they have locks, whether it's an afro, puff, right, whatever. That's an issue. Wearing pajamas and slippers and a box, that's not a Black issue. Now, the reason this came up is because these were some Black women and Monique.
Bonnets is a Black issue.
Well, if you talk about the bonnets specifically, but we're talking about the whole idea of
bonnets, okay, the bonnets being,
of wearing sleepwear out in public. That's not solely Black. Like I'm saying, and I've seen white people get on planes in very skimpy outfits and seen them taken off the plane and said, you can't come on here like that. Have on those Daisy Duke shorts and little, they put that girl off the plane. You know, that ain't a white issue or Black issue. She's not wasn't appropriately dressed. And so they said no. So that to me, this is about your presentation and how you want people to respond to you. And again,
this is about individuals and groups. We can never be an individual as Black. We have to be a group. And so collectively, what one person does, we all are in trouble for. That's just the way it is. And for Monique to say what she said to a group of people out of love does not give her the right to do that. That's all I'm saying. That is not how you uplift a person. You don't do that.
I think her
point is,
she even said that wasn't the appropriate way.
What did she have said?
Well, she even said that she was
Tell me what Monique could have said. I'm not a big Monique fan, but I'm gonna take your side. What should she have said? She has a right to address it. She's got a bully pulpit. Well,
she shouldn't have said anything. She should have made it something on her page or something.
We know we don't do that.
To be calling out all Black women for bonnet wearing under the guise of love, that's just like saying, I'm a beat you, but you know, this is hurting me more than it is you. It's still a beating.
Well, two things.
I don't care what y'all say on this panel right now.
I'd like to hear how she said
it. I know what I'm talking about.
No,
and
I'm not
I
saying
know
that you don't.
Right.
I mean, that's fine. That's your opinion. But what I'm saying is two things. One is Monique prefaced what she said by saying that she was hesitant about saying it because she wanted it to be taken the right way.
And it wasn't taken the right way, not by you,
but I understand to some. And
by
her
a lot of people.
That as an auntie, that she was trying to guide younger girls in a certain way that would lead them to better success. So given that as the framework, this is what she's trying to say. Now, again, she could have kept her opinion to herself, just like we can all keep our opinions to ourselves right here, but we don't. We're on this podcast telling what our opinions are because this is America and we can say what we want. So fine. Depends on how you say what you say. And even if your parent is, they may not beat you, and even if they do, if they argue with you and they say, I'm trying to explain something to you so you have a better future. Okay. I got my beatings when I was younger and I don't think it was a horrible thing. It kept me going now that we're 50 years later. Okay. Beating is such a horrible thing. Again, I don't have kids. So, you know, what am I gonna say about it? But I can't say that beatings were a bad thing. Now, if you got beat, crazy beat with a switch, you know, now that's something different. But as a way of disciplining your child so that they go follow the straight and narrow, maybe the reason that the crime rate is what it is, or maybe the reason that we got crazy people in our governments because some people didn't get some beatings. I don't know. You know, that's, I'm just sort of saying that. That's not my argument. But the point is, like, she was trying to provide some guidance. That's all. And again, if you can't, at least she was just saying it. And like she said, she was saying it in love. You know, so, you know, even if it was the wrong thing to say, her effort was from a good place. Okay, so I can't criticize her for that. Whether I don't like what she said, that's something different. But I'm not going to blame her or criticize her for trying to do a good thing. She thought she was doing a good thing, and that's all. She was trying to help some young people, and she might have done that. I'm sorry, Mike. What did you say?
Life is like a hill, and you're up the hill. Let's say up, you know, 0 to 45 or 50. Once you get like 50, you're coming down the hill. And you realize, oh man, let me warn those young people what is on the other side of the hill. So they'll be prepared. I'm coming down there, boy, I wish I was prepared for this. I'm glad I was prepared for that. And that's all people are doing. You say, look, I can tell you what you're doing now. It's young, it's cool, it's fun, okay? But it's not gonna play for very long. How do I know? Cause I'm on the side of the hill. You just going up to the beat. That's not for this, that, whatever it is, not gonna play for very long. Same with somebody not black. White guy, white beater every day, okay? Where you go, where you work, okay. You want to keep working at the gas station, that's fine. Otherwise, that white beater tattoo look not going to play very long. Shave that face, look like you're serious, all right? Look like you want to advance your life. So that's all I think Monique was doing, saying, look, I know what's coming ahead, and that's not the word. You know, my younger son, you know, like most kids who live in Columbia, they want to be like the city kids, and the city kids wish they were in Columbia. So he went with his mom. His mom didn't know. He brought back a pack of these large jumbo T-shirts or that the kids in the city wear, because he wanted to wear them. All right, no. Put those back. We can take those back. Next time I go to say, I'll take them back. Why not? I said, because that's a look that I don't want you to project. That's a look people who can look to hurt you way before George Floyd, okay, are looking for. You're not wearing that.
All I'm saying all right? is.
Sorry. I didn't slam my foot on my guys. I let them make decisions. And they were like, damn, dad is saying no, period, no discussion, like no discussion.
A bonnet is right? still.
Because I know what could project. He's something that he's not. So I was like, no.
Whether I have a bonnet on or not, it's still not going to prevent a bullet or anything to happen to me. So the fact that you are projecting your fears on me is what that is. And as a mother of two women, if I'm afraid of the water, I'll tell my kids, don't go swimming. You stay out of that water. You better stay out that water, because I know when I was in that water, and then they won't get into the water.
So, which is a good thing if they can't swim. Then that was the right thing to do. No, now if you taught them to swim or you sent them somewhere to learn to swim, that's something different. But if you told them to not get in the water because they can't swim, then that was the right thing to do.
They can experiment with water. I'm afraid of the pool of going swimming based on my experience. That is not cool. That's not how you parent.
No, look, I started
be doing nothing that your parents did.
It's not about doing what your parents did. It's about your parents guiding you correctly. So if you're a parent who can't swim and you have children who can't swim, then it makes sense to tell your child, don't get in this deep water over here because we can't swim. Now,
I say get in the water.
No, I'm being specific. I'm being a little bit more specific. Now, on the other hand, even if you can't swim, but you say to your kids who can't swim, I can't swim, but I want to make sure you learn how to swim. So let's get you some lessons before you come in here. That's how you guide, okay? But you identify, you don't let them say, I'm just going to jump in the water because I feel like it. No, because you can die like that.
But if Monique would have said, you know what, y'all? I don't know what's going on with this bonnet thing. I know when I was growing up, if I looked like that, I would have a hard time. It would not be good for me. and then explain, that's totally different. But to come out and go, y'all looking really ratchet and very ghetto in those bonnets, and y'all should do it.
Now, so she did not even use that terminology. She did not use that terminology.
That's what she said.
I will say that. And Mike, I'll say when you see it,
but that's not what she said.
You can tell she really tried to choose her words carefully. And it wasn't a funny, it wasn't comedy. No, she was trying to speak seriously on the subject.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe we need to go back to Trump. What's Trump up to?
No, be quiet. Stop it.
We had a bonnet on the other day. I don't know if you all.
Let's throw Trump back in the mix.
Did you see this? The wrinkle, did you see the wrinkle pants?
Yeah, I did see that.
Look like he had his pants on backwards.
Yeah, I was wondering what was wrong with him.
And you didn't think, you don't think the press will cover him?
but wait a minute, just
one
I don't want to switch the conversation backwards. Hold up. We can go back to Trump, but let's finish this out a little bit. Because I do want to make the point that my parents were the type, and particularly my father, who was very clear. You do not walk out of my house with bedroom slippers on. You do not walk out of the house with a head wrap on your head. You don't hang out the window and yell to your friends across the street. You don't, there were a lot of rules that he had. Some were good, some probably weren't so good, but they defined how he wanted his family to live in an effort to be successful people, okay? And I can't argue with him for that. You know, many years ago. All I'm saying is we still need some rules, maybe not the same rules, and some of those rules can change, but to just live in this life of we can do whatever we want to do is not necessarily.
No, your parents said that for a reason, right, Cheryl? Why did your parents tell you that?
I just said it. Number one, he wanted us to grow up as ladies, number one. And number two, he wanted us to grow up to be successful people.
Right,
and to represent his family well. Because I can tell you, there was a time I remember being in a shopping mall one day, and I might have only been 10 years old, and a man walked up to me and said, "You're so-and-so's daughter, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah," and that's because I look like my father a lot. So he could just recognize me just how I looked, okay? So had I been in that mall, not just dressed in a certain way, but doing something I shouldn't have been doing, like stealing something or whatever, that wouldn't have represented my family well, okay? And of course, my father wouldn't have been happy about that. So there's something about, and I think this is what Monique was talking about, was about presentation, about having pride in yourself and presenting to the world yourself proudly. If we're going to be queens, then be queens. Don't take the name and then be out there acting any old kind of way. That was
where this is going. You know where this is going, and this is very interesting how we got here. What we're describing, get into this, Sheila, there is a real thing in society called class. Now, I understand who started that whole thing, but this is why you have what's called classy behavior or living...
bougie.
Not bougie, but...
Bougie.
Society does have...
Why standards. Are we the only people that have a term like that?
Right. Society does have standards. I mean, you got Jethro Bodine, if you want to make it, you want to deal with the white. You got the hillbillies. They're the equivalent of our ghetto people. That's who the whites have. So this is not a racial thing. They have their hillbillies, and then they have their upper class, upper crest. And that's what we're talking about here. So their behavior standards, their things we do. It's, you know, when you sit down at the dinner table, it's more efficient to use your hand to grab the mashed potatoes, but most of us were taught to use a spoon, correct?
Right. And so
I'm just saying, Sheila, it's not bougie to use utensils instead of your hands to eat with at the table. It's the same thing. At some point, you do have to have a standard of behavior to be civilized and human.
Okay. Also, that someone else is looking in. And so you are telling me this because of someone else. You're telling me to use this fork because society says I need to use this fork.
In order to be seen civilized.
If you don't, And if you're not doing that, if you're not doing that out of love, you're doing that because society says that this should be done this way.
I agree.
And that's what I'm saying, that Monique is talking about society and what the standards are for being a decent Black person and what we are representing in those bonnets is not that.
Correct.
And all I'm saying is that it doesn't make a difference. You're still going to be who you're going to be anyway.
Let me say this.
Oh, God, see, No,
that's where it falls apart. See, here's where it is, Sheila. Yes, you can always be perceived, but the actuality of what you are is what's important. If I am civilized, that's what separates me from the animals. You can go to the zoo. If you can go to the zoo and see natural behavior, they do whatever they want because they're animals. But because we're supposed to be human, civilized, and know better, we're supposed to live on a higher level. So it's not about bougie. It's about being civilized and not a savage.
Right.
And it's about living together.
When I wear a bonnet, I'm a savage.
You're beginning to behave like one.
A savage, right.
Yes.
So I'm going to prevent us from going into that category and tell y'all don't do that because they're looking and that's what it's looking like. And that's what I'm saying, that you know, and what?
But I think that's correct what you just said, Sheila. Is they're looking at, yes, but it's not so much and what they think about what they're seeing. Okay.
It's not that you want to appease
white people. You want white people to see you and not think that it's not just about what they think about you, but it's about me too. I'm looking at you too. And again, I go back to how we're going to respond to you. It's one thing about how I think. That's in my mind. I can see you in your pajamas and think whatever I think, and you'll never know, and it won't matter.
Self-hatred is real. So when you see the play, when you see the play, A Soldier Story, and Wilkie, that light-skinned character, he's dead now, the old man that was a great actor, and he sees that Black man with that guitar singing, and he's hating that image. He's hating that. He does not like that. That is upsetting him to the point where he tried to kill him because of what society says about that image. That's the same thing that's happening right now.
But that's
I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
You brought it up.
I know I brought it up, but it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not going anywhere. It's just about
I'm
us
not
all.
Seeing my point, and that's it. I'm done.
No, I mean, we understand your point. That's
that
fine.
Way.
We all see your point. We just don't agree with it. I see your point.
I see it too.
I see your point. I don't agree with it. That's all right. We don't have to agree. The point is out there, and there's people out there in the audience that I'm sure agree with you too, Sid. It's because we three don't, doesn't mean other people don't. So it's good that you raised
three
that.
Against one.
It's not against. See, that's the thing. It's not about
it
being
is
against.
Not against.
Nah, it really isn't.
This is interesting to me. That was your point about that, and then we're making our points about that. They just don't line up. You know, another time it could be me and y'all.
We can agree.
See things differently.
And actually, Winston was agreeing with a lot of what you were saying. And right. I was agreeing. I'm agreeing with a lot of what you're saying. It's just one point of that I don't. Go ahead, Winston.
No, I was going to say, you know, it's very interesting. You know, some of this is handed down behavior, but some of it, it's conditioning from society. And I'll bring this up. I was in some sort of, I forget what they used to call them, marketing studies. They have you come in and they get your opinions on things. Anyway, the subject
focus
was
group.
Focus.
Yeah, focus. Exactly. Thank you. And the subject was hoodies. The effect of a male wearing a hoodie. And unfortunately, I mean, I had to agree. You know, I think this didn't just start with the Trayvon incident, but because of society, whether it be movies, media, what have you, hoodies on a male, especially a Black male, is associated with criminal behavior. And the question like that was posed to me, the question that was posed to me in that focus group was, if I'm coming down the street and on one side of the street, it's a group of white kids, white males coming towards me, and on the other side, it's a group of Black males coming towards me. They got on hoodies, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was asked, who do I feel most threatened by? And I had to be honest from my experiences growing up in Philadelphia, whatever, I'm keeping my eye on the brothers more so than the white boys. That was just my real answer. And I felt bad giving it, but it was true. Every crime that I've ever experienced has been at the hands of another Black man. No white man has ever tried to get violent with me, just my personal experience. Now, I can weigh that, and I'm not saying all brothers are criminals. I'm just saying how I've been programmed and conditioned. So this is what you hear. I would tell my son, if I had a son right now, you might not want to be sporting that hoodie in the evening. Don't walk in the store with a hoodie up. Don't go in 7-Eleven with a hoodie up, son. Not because you can't, but you're going to be associated with a potential criminal. People are going to be reaching for their pistols when they see you. And it's unfortunate, but that is just the truth in America.
And that's the point we're sort of trying to make. That
if it was a 99 degree day, and I said, I'm sorry, Cheryl.
No, go ahead, say that. Sheila. I was just going to close it out. No, I was just going to say, that's sort of the point we were trying to make, is that you can do what you want to do. You can wear a hoodie if you want, but the world is going to respond to you a certain way. And unfortunately, the way it responded to Trayvon Martin was that he lost his life, you know? So again, whether it's bonnets or slippers or, you know, nightgowns or whatever it is, you know, whether or not you decide to wear that in public, it's up to you, you know? And it's not about me thinking you're a bad person or anything else, but I just want everybody to go through life with all the advantages that they can. You know, you never know where an opportunity is out there, and you got to be ready. It's just like educating yourself. If this is a field you want to be in, you educate yourself about it, so when that opportunity comes, you're ready. You're right there ready, you know? And you might be ready in a business suit, or you might be ready with your pajamas on, you know, which one is going to go forward for you? You don't know, but you know, take a chance and you know, make an evaluation from there. So I want to thank you all. This was just going to be our little ending light discussion.
I hope you got what you wanted. But I hope you got what you were looking for.
Well, hey, I didn't. Like I said, Sheila brought this one up. She wanted to talk about it.
I didn't think it was gonna get like that. That was interesting. That was good.
I'm glad we did. Apparently, it's a very controversial subject. And, you know, it was worth discussing. I'm glad that we got to hear everybody's opinion on it. So, as always, I want to thank the Old School News crew for joining me and having this discussion. I want to thank Mike Easterling.
If I'm getting ready to go ahead and go to bed, I'm not. I'm going to have on a raincoat and some shoes and socks. But why should I wear pajamas? That's for outside.
You're not going to bathe, though.
And a hat. Then after I get that on, I get in the shower. But I can do whatever I want to do.
And thank you.
I'll be in there with a top coat on, a hat, shoes, and
I'm
shower.
Still naked, rocking my bonnet.
I know you are. And Winston Thomas.
All right. Everybody have a good weekend.
Okay. So thank you all. It's like I said, I hope that the temperature's gone down a little bit, but it was up in here. So it was a high temperature on this discussion. And if anybody wants to join our discussion at any time, please contact me at yourgirlcheryl@gmail.com. Just send me an email and tell me you want to join our conversation. We'd be glad to plug you in. Thank you all, everybody. Have a great week.
I don't eat any cicadas.
Oh.